Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth.
Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Yellow Overtone Human, and it is the fifth day of the Yellow Star Wave Spell, and it is the spectral moon day 9. Well, I feel it. It is also Mercury retrograde, so my computer is not well, and other things are technologically challenging, so we're caught up in that. I am your retrograde breakdown meltdown because I am inconsistent as a podcast host, but thanks for understanding if you do. Over on my side, it's a miracle that I'm here talking at all. But it always feels good to check in. And the Mayan cycles press on. I think it's really important to be paying attention to the small time but significant countdown to the end of our Zolk'in. This is the fifth day of the Yellow Star Wave Spell, and the Yellow Star Wave Spell is the final one. So we have 8 days left, basically just over a week before we will be back in the Red Dragon Wave Spell and beginning a whole new Zolk'in. I don't really know what to call a Zolk'in. You know, it's clearly not a year. It's 260 days long. It is a cycle. It's a spiritual cycle. It's a Mayan originated reverence of gestation in the womb. And so in some ways we're going to have this process of conception when we start the Red Dragon Wave Spell and the new Zolk'in cycle, and then 9 months later, 260 days later, something will be born. And at the same time, we started a conception process 9 months ago that will be born in the Red Dragon Wave Spell. And all along the way, throughout the Zolk'in, things are constantly referentially implying that we are seeing things come into fruition that started 260 days ago. And then I think there's this really beautiful poetry to how we finish with the Yellow Star Wave Spell. Every time we complete this cyclical journey, we become stars, we enter the stars, we feel the spirit of the stars in ourselves, around us. We can notate that there are many stars, and so we're not singular. If we're like a star, then we're like a multitude. And yet, from the Blue Eagle Wave Spell that was just prior, we went flying to the outer echelons of our atmosphere, and then in the Yellow Star Wave Spell, we just keep going, and that's where we are right now. I don't think of the Yellow Star time as particularly spaced out, but I am always spaced out. I am completely addicted to caffeine, and by that I mean like I'm pretty into it. I'm not just dependent on it. I'm kind of like, you know, a mixologist of caffeinated beverages that prop me up through the day. And if you're a new listener, if you've never heard this before, which I'm not expecting a broad listenership by that definition, but I am reconstructing a home and I'm way over schedule and it's just me. So I am a shadow of my, I'm a filament of my former self. And I'm also like a tightly bound, tense muscle, you know? So like I'm more materialized than ever, but it's just like dense, knotted tension that makes me so such a planetary citizen. So like, I don't know anything. I have no lessons to teach anyone except endurance. And yet that is one of the teachings that I bring here. I've been following the calendars for, I was gauging on my daughter who was 9 months or so, about a year actually, when I started, and she's 23 and a half. So 22 and a half years ago, I got really dedicated and disciplined from the very beginning. I followed every day. I didn't miss a day. In the beginning, I was really training myself to notice every day, and it never stopped. It never lifted. I got into broadcasting and the local radio station pretty early on, and that was before podcasting, and then I evolved to podcasting. And I'm mentioning that just because I did take time off podcasting for 2, 3, 4 years, and I never stopped doing the calendar. I've never stopped doing the calendar, and that's important for me to mention because you might be stopping and starting, or you might be the same. You might have started and you've never stopped. No longer how, it doesn't matter if it's been, you know, 2 moons or 6 or a year or 6. It just doesn't matter, because once you're in it for the splendor. And I don't know what it's like to start and stop this. I know what it's like to do that on so many other projects or, you know, places of personal integrity where I weave in and out of moral codes. But I think that if you're stopping and starting, all I want to say is like, oh, well, I'm so sorry about that. Just like I feel sorry for myself and my other disruptive patterns. Like, I'm really sorry that it's not easy for you, or let's say accessible. Like, you have other things going on, or you don't necessarily have the aptitude to really just drop into this forever. I understand what that feels like in so many different ways. And in this way, it never stops. And that can make you feel really different and outside the 99.9% of the planet and the people that you meet who don't know that you like this or what it's about. So here we are. That's what this is for. And Jose Arguelles was really good in the olden days of trying to get people. He was good at and thought highly of having people come together and be in the gathering, talking about their experiences with the calendar. And this is that. This is this version of that. I'm an introvert. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to recruit anyone. I just want to put this out there that you know that I am talking to you because I am like visual and psychic, and I'm like, I can definitely feel I'm trying to have a communication with you, even if it's one-sided. That's a lot of star talk. Why is that yellow star talk? I can feel that it's yellow star talk because my name is Lisa Star. It was an accident, predated my following the calendar. So even though I was born a blue overtoned storm, somewhere along the line I became part of a peripheral star experience, and the yellow star tribe has meant something to me because of it. I really do believe in beautification, which is different than beauty. It means to me that it's an action that we try to beautify the world, and we all have different ways of doing it. I'm artistic, and so I am legitimately trying with my hands and ideas to make things prettier to look at. But I think beautifying is just so multidimensional. I used to love Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a Buddhist teacher, and he said to be a flower in the world. And I heard that when I was really pretty young, and it made sense to me. And I'm better at doing it visually than behaviorally, but it also means walking through the world being something that people like to gaze at and smells good on the metaphoric level. So that's what I think of the yellow star experience here. And the wave spell being is just the attempt to be art, seek out art, and the inevitability that we will feel the art of our planetary experience right now. Like, wow, this is beautiful. This object, this person, this feeling state. And that we will want to offer that as well, even if it's just, you know, how we dress when we go out in the world. It's accidental / meaningful that we would all be prettier people just in how we carry ourselves right now. And prettiness is subjective. Let's say regal. Like, I think that's kind of a good analogy to what beauty implies here. Is regal then to me means like that there is a ceremonial process and a ceremonial presentation to how you move through the world. Could be clothes, hairstyle, could be it could be this environment that you create around you, and it could just be choices you make, like, oh, I have this old shitty car, and then I have this other beautiful one, and like, you know what I'm saying, like, you just choose the one that has more splendor. The other thing about yellow star that I forecasted was that it's a call to war, and I don't know why exactly, except I continually hear explained that I read that once, and it really resonated for me that the Maya used Venus in the sky, the planet, which they considered star, the same as the other sparks in the sky, for example. They just thought there was something so impressive about Venus that they would use it as a omen for entering conflict, armed conflict. So, is that happening out here in the world? I think for sure it is. Supreme Court helped with that. I mean, there's a war starting, right? There's a war abroad that's ongoing. There's a war here that's starting or restarting. I mean, it's like a long war. It's a battle. The battle's higher pitched. So that's going on as well. I don't have a lot of commentary. I use the word nihilism a lot to describe my state of mind, not just cynical, but nihilistic. And it hasn't changed. It's just where I live. Let's flip over. I might return to yellow star looking at the days to come, but I want to journey over to describing how we're in the spectral moon, and we're in the second week, day 9. Second week is in the north of the 4 directions of the medicine wheel. First week was in the east. Next week will be in the west. The weeks are currently starting on Mondays. So the spectral moon is about dissolving and releasing liberation. And the fact that I feel really spaced out, even though it's biochemical, and it's easily attributed to what I do with my days. Like, I know that the spectral time is a super spaced out window because it's the undoing of tension. So, like, that would also be the undoing of focus, of fixations. Like, nope, it's all undone. And it is chaotic, and we are disoriented because we are in some emblematic way falling, like head over heels, spinning through the sky. The wave is breaking. The wave that we've been riding is breaking beneath us. So we're launched. We're launched into free fall. And down is up and up is down. And it would be really hard to be focused, fixated, or in control right now. But it's also very liberating. And what I would say, you know, for me who does the same thing every day, like some people do yoga practice every day, I do construction every day, I can tell how the energy has changed or changes. The thing that I notice about this yellow electric seed year, and that we're in the 11th moon of 13, so it's part of this whole continuum of our 13 moon wave spell of a year that started last July 26th. That arc that reached its highest peak on the planetary moon that ended 11 or 9 days ago. With the planetary moon, we achieve something that's still in the atmosphere around us. It's just moved from being kind of a solid achievement to being a dispersed one. You know, like it's not destroyed. It's just moved from solid into like spirit, from matter to spirit. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Yeah, I like that. I mean, explosion isn't the right word, but just think of how water in a wave is really dense as it pushes together to climb altitudinally, launched by all this power behind it. The force of a wave is what kind of shapes this watery tower it achieves. And then it turns to spray, you know. And that's where we are right now. We're turning to spray. So it's not a destructive explosion. It's just it's a super alchemical shift, and it's effervescent. Everything's getting aerated as we're launched into the air, as the wave is dissolved into air. So all that airiness is where the spaciness in us comes from. And it is a... Yeah, we can't pin ourselves down. But what I was saying about the 13 moon wave spell is that we're still in the themes and achievements of this year. So I think you can be kind of like spectrally dissolved while also still on track for what has been building and is now breaking thematically for this year. And then... the way that I feel Mercury retrograde mixed in with that is it just like, well, okay, having Mercury retrograde and a spectral moon is either a perfect mirror of two different astrological concepts or amplification, particularly of the Mercury retrograde that is happening in the spectral moon. So like, okay, it's Mercury retrograde. Now we're going to add the Mayan theme of the dissolving wave, and everything's falling apart, you know. Is everything falling apart? Well, talk about like Roe versus Wade, spectral moon, Mercury retrograde summit. That's pretty retrograde, that one. Let's just redo this. Remember, retrograde is all about repair and revisiting and remembering. It's hard. There's so much technology. I have technological addiction. I mean, I have tool addiction, and they can break, but I also just unwind by staring at screens. And when they stop functioning, I'm like, oh no, oh no, we can't have the machinery breaking down here. I am a machine, and I am dependent on like-minded machinery. You know, I have to be surrounded by technology because I am like an automaton. So I don't want all that stuff breaking down. I find myself very panicky. But don't forget that you get to remember a lot right now, revisit. I'm waiting to see who are the people that come through the resurgence of past people as we complete karma. that was left wide open in some other window. Okay, so let's think about other things that I can tell you until the next time I'm willing to sit down with the technology and be present. I speak to you by being really present with my screen and gadgetry, and I love being present, and I can't stand all of these. If I could just shout it out the window, we would have more communication. Okay, so I would say that I'd like to, since I'm not here as often, I'd like to talk about the transits that are coming up more immediately so that everyone's paying attention. We are, as I said, only 8 days away from the end of the Zolk'in, the last column. We're just in the last few days of the final column of the Zolk'in. And the days that are coming up most immediately are Wednesday is red rhythmic Skywalker, and then Thursday is white resonant wizard, which is forecasting the white wizard wave spell. The white wizard wave spell will be 20 days forward from Thursday, but it's fun to remember that the white wizard wave spell is the second wave spell of the Zolk'in. So we start with red dragon and then it's white wizard. So when I hear white resonant wizard, I'm like, oh my gosh, the white wizard wave spell is just out there, you know, not far away. And it's a good one. It's a good one. Then we have blue galactic eagle Friday, which will be a remembrance of the blue eagle wave spell that was. And I'm remembering that Blue Galactic Eagle is Jerry Garcia's Mayan birthday. And that's important because I'm part of the followers, the ancient hippies are my people. Listening to Grateful Dead cover bands and some original members is my pastime. But I'm always meeting people there, and I'm like aware that Jerry Garcia, who is the guru, is a blue galactic eagle, and nobody knows what that means, even though they're all hippies. But I do, and I will celebrate that, and I'm offering that to you in case it matters. There are a few luminaries that I mention, musical, they're always musicians, except Carl Jung. Carl Jung, I mention when we come to their Mayan day, Jose Arguelles. Bob Dylan, that's an easy one. He's pretty universally revered. And John Lennon. And now Jerry Garcia. A couple others. But Friday, Blue Galactic Eagle, remembering the Blue Eagle wave spell. And that day's guided by Blue Storm. It's way out in the future, but in case you want to jot down a note, Yellow Solar Warrior, how's that going to be next Saturday? Just, you know, this is the thing. I mean, I guess I feel like I'm kind of like either justifying myself here or bragging, but like when I started following the calendar, I followed every day. Like there weren't days that I missed. So like I would get to the Yellow Warrior Day and see what the war was. That's all I had. I didn't have a guidebook, so I just had the words, and I would look for the war. I would look for the warrior. So do that on Yellow Solar Warrior. There's going to be somebody who wants to fight, and then there's going to be someone really impressive that you would feel safe, guarded by. And you might feel shut down yourself, guarded in some way. Your emotions inhibited because you're trying to be martially prepared for war. And it makes sense, right? When I talked about the Yellow Star experience, having a call to war in it, that the day where we really realize our intention and get closest to the sun god is a warrior day. That's the connection, I think, within the story of the Yellow Star wave spell, when it's time to really be intentional finally and take fiery action, which is what the solar tone represents, then we're going to war. And then the day after that, manifestation day, will be red planetary Earth. So look, I'm just focusing here on how we are sliding down this last column, red planetary Earth and white spectral mirror, and then blue crystal storm, which is a portal day. Then the last day of the Zolk'in is yellow cosmic sun. I'll certainly be back on air prior to all that. But it's massive. And I'm wrong. Sorry. Blue crystal storm isn't a portal day. It's Brad Pitt's Mayan birthday, but we are not celebrating him here. That's just the trigger memory I have about that day. The last day of the Zolk'in, yellow cosmic sun, is a portal day. Blue crystal storm, the day before the last day, isn't the last day, absolutely is yellow cosmic sun. And the first day of the Zolk'in is a portal as well, red magnetic dragon. So those are out there back to back. I want to just say aloud, as I kind of alluded to earlier, that we're in a yellow electric seed year. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means for you at all. For me, I do spend a lot of this time like in the minutiae of, like, you know, the earth here where I live is full of garbage. It's full of children's toys because it was a daycare center for a long time, and the toys are really old and small and plasticky. And it's full of marbles. I found some golf balls. It's full of so many pieces of glass because people were just burying their so-called recyclables here decades and decades ago. So I've spent a lot of time digging through the earth, you know, building stuff, working on erosion problems and eradicating dirt. And I have been combing through it, trying to get it clean. And so even though I haven't obviously found like seeds in there, I have found all these seeds of civilization. And I do feel like renovating a home, I've just had this wild concept that, like, this house isn't mine just because I so-called bought it. And you could say, oh, the bank owns it. But no, the house is, it's so weird. Like, I just had that, like, it finally dawned on me that it's weird that people, this house is from 1888. So many people have lived in it. Like, it could never be mine unless I burned it down, you know, when I wanted to leave, because it will just be inhabited by someone else. And that's just so weird that so rarely do we could rarely claim that homes are just for us. When we're deceased, they're sold to someone else. So this house is my service project. How can I best be of service, which is what the electric tone asks in our whole year. How can I best be of service is the question. The answer for me is I'm reclaiming a house, but I'm also like helping it the way you would help a foundling animal that is malnourished or full of fleas. You know, like, I'm picking them all out and seed by seed. And that's all I could think of. I do always find the yellow seed years to be kind of hard to articulate. I think of them as very nature-oriented years, that we're living life as if we were a plant when we're in the yellow seed time. And so when we come to them for a whole year's journey around the sun, then maybe it is a time where we are closer to the plant spirit world and the earth that feeds it and the skies and weather, meteorological change that also influences plant life so much. Maybe we're nature spirits right now, and then it'll shift again. But we are so far into this yellow electric seed year that we're going to be able to start seeing sort of the product of a year of service, a year of being plant-like. And we will also be slowly just feeling the culminating feelings after the spectral moon, when the free fall ends and we are landed back on the, you know, ocean, not ocean floor, but ocean surface, carried by that great body of water, one with it all, then we'll start to feel this crystal coalescence and the year's going to wind down. Yeah, I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.